Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The long wait over for our next guest. He is a Hall of Famer. He is a five-time first-team All-Pro. He's a seven-time Pro Bowler. He was a 1975 Defensive Rookie of the Year. And he's going to be at the TriStar Show this weekend. One of a handful of folks, a handful of football legends who are going to be there. TriStarShows.com. Joining us right now on the show, Hall of Famer and former Houston Oiler, Robert Brazile. Dr. Doom, you are on with Sean, Rich, Ted, Jeff's here as well. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I got one request. Sean, are you there?
I'm here.
Sean, I want you to sing happy birthday. You know today my birthday. You never get a chance to sing to another Hall of Famer like this before. So happy birthday to Robert Brazile from you, my friend.
Okay. I'll say happy birthday.
I love it.
Today is Robert Brazile's birthday?
I didn't know that.
You can't get no better than that, man. You get to knock on the door. I get Sean to sing happy birthday to me. My wife is going out to get some champagne and some grapes. So I'm going to have a great day today.
Go ahead. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Doom. Happy birthday to you.
65 years young today.
Congrats, my man. Yep. Happy birthday to you, brother.
I finally caught up with Evan. I can put his number on my back.
Hey,
y'all know I can't wait to get to Houston, man. This is so exciting. I can't wait to see my fans just to say thank you. I want everybody to show up at that TriStar signing we got. But, man, I'm coming home with being a Hall of Famer, man. Y'all don't know how good I feel right now. You know, I had breakfast this morning with my mom and dad. Both are still living, and my two brothers. And it was so emotional that, you know, I thought I could enjoy my mom a biscuit. That biscuit this morning was very special to say to my mom, you know, you had a Hall of Famer 65 years ago and didn't even know it.
Hey, a big moment for you, Robert, and I think a big moment for the city of Houston as well. And I know we've talked about this before, but you ex-Oilers, look, your home is not Nashville. It's Houston. Even though they have all the franchise history up there, it's Houston. And this has to be great. Has to be a great feeling, I'm guessing, for all ex-Oilers, not just the ones named Robert Brazile.
That is so true. You can't believe, man. My phone been blowing up that way. I just got off the phone talking to Dan. I talked to Earl. I talked to Bingham. I talked to Billy White Shoe. Cars, marketing cars. You know, cars don't have time for too much of nothing. So they're all trying to coincide. So you only get so many tickets to be right in that section with me. And I want to fill it up, man. I think I got close to 200 people that's already trying to book themselves to go to camp. And that made me feel so good because I've always said, if I go in, I'm taking the Love You Blue guys with me. And we all got a home now. You know, the great Deacon Jones had a statement they showed them to me when I got over to the last induction, the thing that we had, that I can't be traded no more. They can't put me on waivers. Now, even if I die, they can't get rid of me off this team. I'm there forever, man. So it's a great feeling.
Robert, that's awesome, man. I'm happy for you. I'm just thrilled for you, man. It's long overdue, but you got it. Have you ever thought about what you'd say at your induction speech before this time? And now that you are a Hall of Famer, have you thought about what you want to say at that moment when you get up there and are presented with your jacket?
I thought about it a couple of times. You know, when Curly went in, I saw Earl go in, I saw Walter go in, and you know, the sad thing that one of the people that I wanted to be there with me, the great Vaughn Phillips, won't be there. But I took, when they told me that I was a Hall of Famer, I showed everybody that buckle that he had gave me about 3 or 4 weeks before he left us. And it made me feel good to know that he was there with me when I got that knock on the door. It is so exciting. I don't know even where to start on a speech. I told them they asked me to introduce myself to the Hall of Fame committee. And I told them then, it was, which was 2 days ago, that 65 years ago, my mama gave birth to a 10-pound, 8-ounce baby boy. She didn't know what that boy was going to turn out to do, to be, but he turned out to be a Hall of Famer in 2 days, which is today, being 65 years that she had a Hall of Fame baby. And it made me feel, my dad going to present me. Y'all, I'm putting that out there now.
Awesome.
My dad is going to do the presenting. He's 85, and to be named Robert Brazier Jr., and to have my parents and my dad up on that stage, y'all don't know it's going to be some, y'all better bring a bucket because it's going to be some tears.
No doubt.
Robert, this is Jeff Rosenberg with TriStar. I was born in 1965 in Houston, been putting on these shows for 32 years, and I am Love You Blue through and through. The hair on my arms is standing up right now. I'm so emotional. I'm so excited for you. Very few things that I've done. We've had, you know, Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, Muhammad Ali all come through the shows. But in 2011, 7 years ago now, we did my dream, which was to bring Love You Blue together. Do you remember that with Bum Phillips and you and Earl?
I got the poster that y'all put out that year.
Yes.
You know, that collective poster. And Evan would say, "Well, we got the pieces of the puzzle on defense together. Now we got to get Billy White shoes in there. Then we got to re-sign that, get Dan and pull him over there, and Bomb in the Hall of Fame also, which is a Hall of Fame pitch. If you look at this pitch he's talking about, guys,
yes, sir,
it's unbelievable.
But what we do is we're bringing the memories together. Guys like me who grew up watching you play in the Astrodome." You're my hero. You're my hero and many millions out there. And that's why we wanted you to come back this Saturday at 2:00. You'll be at this TriStar show at the NRG Arena, right near the state football stadium. And they'll be able to congratulate you, take pictures, get autographs. The hair on my arms is going to stand up when I see that Saturday because when we brought all of you together, I saw the warmth, the hugs, the excitement. And now, of course, Coach Phillips isn't with us here on Earth, but people are going to want to talk to you about the days and ask questions. And I'm just so thrilled. You are so deserved. I remember how tough a player you were watching you on television and in the Dome. Off the field, you're just a great person helping special needs kids in Mobile. So you're the all around guy, and everybody's gonna have a great time meeting you.
Well, I'm a promise you this, and I don't put most of my promises unless I'm doing it gonna tell the truth about it. I'm gonna be bringing Bonds Buckle with me. I want people to line up in this line if they want to get a shot of that buckle that Bum gave me. I don't take it out the house too many times, but until I get that gold jacket, Bum's going to go everywhere I go.
That's awesome.
Great, man.
Hey, Robert, you had to be very patient before you got that knock on the door from David Baker. Over 30 years since you've played the game, a much-deserved honor. I want to ask you about the honor. Because I think just like in the case of Warren Moon several years ago, our good friend John McClain took up your cause. And I have a two-part question for you. How meaningful is it to you that John did that for you? And the quote he got from LT where Lawrence Taylor told John McClain that Robert Brazil was me before me, how much did that mean to you?
It meant so much because John and I grew up together as all of us. And John knew the talent that he was out covering. And for LT to say that, John knew exactly what LT felt because John saw me grow up as a pup, man, and grow up into a man. And I can't say much about how much he has done. I'm not talking about LT. I'm talking about John McClain. John McClain has did so much for the Houston Oilers and the city of Houston. Kudos to him, man. This guy, you know, I told Brendan, I said, I don't know, you can't, there ain't no word on that you can reach out and say thank you. That word don't fit John. John is ultimate in this house. John can sleep in the king side bed and I go outside.
We're going to tell him that.
I mean it.
I get it,
I
man.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart, man, because I can't let all of our secrets go that the things me and John been going through since I left Houston, man. He have always told me to be the person I am, to be patient, be humble, to be the Robert Brazier. Don't try to be nobody else, because you would never make it being somebody else. You be Robert, and you're going to make it to the Hall of Fame.
Well, Robert, I think not just you, but Jerry Kramer as well. These two specific veteran committee candidates, yourself and Jerry Kramer, can you speak to that? Just, you know, seeing the two of you up on the stage, and Jerry was on with us during Super Bowl week up in Minneapolis, what it's like to be going in with Jerry Kramer, a guy who he's been waiting as long as anybody, I think, also as sort of one of the best players to not be in the Hall of Fame. Can you speak to that?
You're so true. You know, we had a reception that Thursday when we all got there, and Dave Baker got up and he introduced each and every one of us. And while we were studying that, he said, you know, we got over 600,000 people probably played the game of football. And out of so many went to college, and so many went to the pros, and so many are in the Hall of Fame. And this 18 here, 8 of these guys going to go into the Hall of Fame, and it was 18. And I looked down at Jerry, I said, Jerry, been up here 12 years. You know, I really want this, Jerry. I want both of us to go in, but please let them call Robert's name out. But, you know, for him to go through what I went through that night, and for him to do that so many times, man, kudos. But he's a great. Y'all yeah. have to understand, if y'all look at this class 2018, we got some athletes in this class. I'm very proud of each and every one of the guys that's going in my class. They all are ball players. And I know we got 3 junkyard dogs. We talking about them 3 linebackers up there. We'll hurt you.
hey, Robert, before we let you go, you're part of a group of legends that are going to be at this TriStar show on Saturday. I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that Lawrence Taylor is also going to be at the show on Saturday?
Oh, man. No, I didn't. We should have some fun.
Absolutely.
Fun, oh man, that's gonna be great.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know, Jeff. You'd probably know more specifically, like the times and everything.
Yeah, he's gonna be there on Saturday at 12:30. So, Robert, what you just said—that's a great photo opportunity, because I want to have it signed by the two greatest linebackers right there, and then I'll add Butkus, of course. But
it's, that's a great idea.
I'm so excited. We had Lawrence Taylor signing this past Super Bowl weekend at some of our retail stores in Las Vegas, and when you got in, I thought of that. So it's so exciting that the two of you are going to be together, the two legends.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Don't let this be the last one. Let me and Lawrence hit the road. Let's go see the whole world with us.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, I like that.
I know a promoter who can do that.
Yeah. There you go. Robert Brazier.
Take me and LT around the world once.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
That's it.
I may have to bring McClain for the stories.
There you go. That's it.
Don't let John get left out.
That's it. That's a license to print money right there, yeah. Man. Robert Brazier.
Before y'all go, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I left Houston in 84, but 610 Sports have did so much. Y'all is vetting in that same category when I got special people I need to say thank you to. Y'all deserve kudos too, man. Y'all have had me out there for your fest. You've had me on all your shows. Every time I'm in town, I'm going to make it my business and let y'all know that I'm in town. Would you like to do an interview?
That sounds awesome.
Thank you so much for all y'all do.
Oh, you're part of our family here, Robert. You're a class act. You're a gentleman, and you're a friend of the station. So anything you ever need from us, you let us know, and we couldn't be more tickled for you that you're going into Canton this summer, buddy.
I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, there it is, Robert Brazier, and he'll be at the TriStar shows. Dr. Doom.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.